Welcome back. You're listening to A Certain Degree. I am your host, Nick. And on this episode, I have the pleasure to talk to Francesca Frankie Duarte. She was a writer for the community paper for some time, so I got to know her there. And then we had a chance to talk on the radio, and I learned so much more about her, including some of her storytelling chops coming from and helping with her tarot card reading. So it's a really interesting conversation here about tarot and storytelling, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. Neon Indian on WPRK, Winter Park, Florida. You are listening to A Certain Degree. Good morning. My name is Nick, and I'm here every week from 8 to 10, and every week I have, at least for the next 4 weeks, very special guests that are coming on, mainly local journalism, local storytellers, local content creators that I enjoy the work of very much. And there's no one I enjoy more than, I'm trying to say this right, Francesca Duarte, who's here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Get right up on that microphone.
Am I close enough?
Yes. Okay. I'm going to turn you up a little bit. There we go.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here today.
Thank you so much.
This is so exciting.
Yeah, I'm so glad you got a chance to be here, that we're having a chance to talk. Frankie is a writer for us at the community paper and does a lot around town, is a UCF grad. I was thinking about this, like, I like to start out the show kind of like, oh, the person is this and the person is that, but I'm also labeling. And I'm like, that's probably not great. So how do you describe yourself when people ask you, like, who you are? Not what you do, because I feel like that's a very reductive question.
Right.
But, you know, tell me about yourself. Who are you? How do you identify, you know, in any way?
Yeah. I love that you phrase it that way, because I also had, like, a similar idea of when I wanted to introduce myself. So obviously the work labels, I am a local journalist. I feel like you had that. You nailed that. Events coordinator, brand manager, content creator, the list goes on. I'm also a barista part-time. That's kind of just been a job that I've worked since college to make extra money and connect with community in a different way. And free coffee is also a nice perk from that.
Wonderful.
But beyond the work labels, I am a creative person who tries to tell a story in everything I do. So just a few interests of mine. I love reading, music, dance, cooking, wellness, interior design, photography, fashion, traveling. I like to skateboard, paddleboard. I like just spending time with, you know, community, family, friends. I like to meditate in nature. I practice yoga, tarot, palmistry, and I like to study astrology, philosophy, spirituality. I'm pretty much passionate about almost anything, as long as it's, like, right there, you know. As long as I have access to researching about it and just learning about it.
Sounds like things that have a positive impact, too.
Yeah.
Because I think that, you know, thinking about tarot, the first time I had a tarot reading was here in the station.
Oh, wow.
And it was live on the air. And I didn't know what to expect. I'd never had it before. You know, you kind of have this pop culture reference of what it is. It's maybe a little bit spooky or... You know, there's some sort of, like, obviously something's going to happen to you afterwards, a la Final Destination or something along those lines. But it was incredibly positive. Like, I still go back and listen to it and go, yeah, that was, you know, very helpful to me. That was very grounded. That helped me think about things that I wasn't necessarily thinking about myself. Yeah. So it sounds like a lot of positive things on there.
It's basically, I feel like it's just used as a tool to connect with your spiritual self and connect with whatever, you know, whatever messages that you might want to hear from the universe or whatever affirmations you're looking for in your life, in your career, in your love life. It kind of just, you know, guides you to understanding those things on a deeper level. And it's also just fun. It's, you know, the artistry of it is really nice. And it's, I really do enjoy, like, the synchronicity of, you know, pulling cards every time I do. It's like, there's something very aligned about it, and it just feels right. And honestly, I feel like if it weren't for tarot, I probably wouldn't be where I am today, because it really has helped me, like, gain clarity in some really foggy moments in my life. So yeah.
Do you enjoy, I'm curious about this, because I know you can pull cards for yourself. You could also pull cards or work with people and help them pull their own cards. What do you enjoy either one more? Or is it an equal amount? Like, I'm good with either one, or you're just like, I just kind of want, this is for myself thing.
Yeah. The thing about tarot is that I love that you can basically use it, like, on yourself, use it on anyone. I do enjoy having like those kind of self-care moments where I just pull my own cards. I'm in my own energy, my own space. And I feel like that is important in order to do readings for others too. But I also do enjoy doing readings for others. Usually it's just like family or close friends. And I feel like it also allows me to really like harness that intuitive like power of being able to read the cards and interpret it for family members that may not understand. And it kind of makes me realize like, whoa, okay, I actually kind of know a little bit what I'm doing. But I definitely say I'm still a beginner. I'm still kind of learning more and more about the cards. I know more than I did a year ago, maybe.
Yeah.
But my favorite thing is when I like can meet with other like fellow readers and we can bring our own decks and kind of just like do readings on each other, because you're also kind of borrowing that, you know, that expertise from those people. You're learning more in that interaction too. So I feel like that's probably my favorite way to use tarot. It's just like in those community gatherings.
Well, I got to imagine somebody who maybe has more experience than you is still learning from you as well.
Yeah.
Because you're bringing a different energy, you're bringing a different perspective and all of those things. Tarot, you know, didn't occur to me until now, but you're such a good storyteller. I know that's how the hat that I know you from the most is the work that you do for the community paper where you and I both work.
Yeah.
Do you feel like tarot and storytelling is maybe not, you know, two sides of the same coin, but in the same realm, you will, of what it is that you do?
I think they're definitely connected, because like the same way that you look at like pieces of a story, right? The interviews and like the people that you talk to and, you know, the research on what kind of work they're doing is pretty similar to the way that like you'll look at the cards and you'll look at how they apply to, you know, a specific individual and how do you put your energy into those cards to tell the story that the cards are essentially trying to tell. So I do feel like it also is very connected in the way that like a lot of it is intuitively inspired. Like when I'm telling a story, most of the time I feel like I'm not consciously aware of how I'm putting together all the parts of the story. It's just, it's like I'm just listening to that intuition and knowing, okay, wait, this part should go here. And this is a really good quote. This needs to go right here. And like it just all seems to kind of click into place. So I feel like tarot does help me build those skills. And I haven't really thought about it that way, honestly, but that's a really good point to make.
Yeah, it just feels like a little bit vice versa. I have very little experience with it, but to hear you talking about it and to think about it that way is, it's got a little bit of improv involved because you don't know how the cards are going to fall.
Right.
It's got a little bit of reading people and kind of talking to them a little bit beforehand to set it up. Like, what are you thinking about, or, you know, think about something and then but it is a little bit of storytelling too.
That's
and really, I really enjoy that.
That's really interesting, because when you are interviewing like a subject for a story, you're also in a way reading them. You're reading their energy, reading their body language, you're reading like their emotions and how are they, you know. You're also, not every interview subject is going to be super open and upfront. Sometimes you have to really like see, okay, this is the response they gave me, but this is what I'm looking to get a little deeper. So how can I get them to open up a little bit more? And people can be a little apprehensive when it comes to tarot too. They'll be like, oh, I don't know. And they'll kind of just sit there. But like, if as long as they're opening up, like that will allow the story to really, you know, be told.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a really interesting take, honestly.
So tarot, you mentioned being better than you were a year ago. How long have you been doing tarot?
Let me think, because I know I've always been interested in it,
mm-hmm.
but I would say I've started practicing it probably around when I was in college. So like, I'd say about like 3 or 4 years, like consistently.
Yeah.
Because in the very beginning, I didn't really know what I was doing. But I definitely feel like I've, you know, through the years learned a little bit more, and it's become a bit more of like consistent part of my routine. I used to do it like at least once a week or once a month, and now it's a little bit more like every now and then whenever I feel inspired to do it.
Yeah.
It's not like but you can do it every day.
Sure.
It is like, it's something that you can always like pull wisdom and pull inspiration from.
So when did journalism or storytelling, depending on how you look at it or define it, when did that come up for you? Was that also in college, or was that before?
It was before college. I always knew I was passionate about storytelling, because when I was younger, I wanted to have a YouTube channel. I never really got to that point, and it's still a dream of mine. I could still probably start that, but I would basically, you know, record little like music videos or little like short films with like my brother and sister, like very unofficial, unprofessional type of content, just like for fun. But I loved editing. I loved editing those videos together. And then as I got older in high school, I was able to join like a TV production program, and I had to apply, and like it was a whole like you had to audition. It was a whole thing. And that was, you know, I when I ended up being like accepted into it, that was honestly one of the like most, I guess, like full circle moments, because it was essentially, even though it was TV production, it was essentially journalism, because we had to put together a segment each week. It was either news or sports or entertainment, and you had to interview people, you had to film the content, you had to edit it all together. And I knew that that was something that I really enjoyed doing. And it was early on in my journey where at the time I thought I still wanted to be a filmmaker. I wanted to go and study film and make movies. And once I came to UCF and I tried to start studying film, something just didn't really feel like aligned with that. Mm-hmm. I felt like there was something more meaningful that I wanted to do. Not that film is not meaningful, because, you know, people who put their like hearts into that and like really dedicate themselves to that path are definitely like, you can tell that they're passionate.
Yeah,
about it.
But I think when you said meaningful, I think you meant self-satisfying.
Yeah, right.
Like something that made you happy.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's when I realized I wanted to study journalism, because I thought about high school and I was like, well, I was part of that program. And I really had like, I could feel that like sense of passion. Like when we would like learn about certain things or learn about certain topics, like I want to be able to talk to people and tell their stories, you know, tell the real stories happening around us, not just, you know, fictional stories. Even though I am very much, you know, another thing that I used to love doing when I was younger, I used to like writing my own like stories. Like I tried writing my own book several times, and then I would start something, feel inspired, and then be like, ah, something's not right. And then I would just kind of fall off of it. But
just to confirm though, everything that you wrote for the paper is not fiction, right?
Oh no, it's not. Okay, it's definitely
written. Oh man. As managing editor, I'm very relieved to hear you say that.
No, that's, yeah. The integrity is a pretty significant aspect of journalism, I'd say. But yeah, it is still a dream of mine to eventually maybe transition into more fictional storytelling, because that is also something that I enjoy. But I feel like I want to pull inspiration from the real stories of people before I can feel ready for that kind of project.
I like that as an idea that, you know, that is creative, not creative, because everything is creative when it comes to writing and when it comes to storytelling. But writing for nonfiction versus writing for fiction are two different muscles.
Yeah.
In many cases, because the way that people read and the way that people experience those things. Mm-hmm. But being able to practice one and hone one and then switch over is really good. And of course, you get, like you said, inspiration from the real world, trying to explain what people are doing or how they're doing it, or maybe exaggerate a little bit of what they've done and what they've said is always fun as well, because I think that makes it a little more of an interesting story.
Yeah.
You know, I think of Hamilton, right? Like the musical, and how he and the other sister, because of one line in a letter, they kind of exaggerated that relationship. That's fun.
Yeah. No, yeah. I honestly do feel like when I'm writing stories, I try to tell it in a way that's like, you know, how would people resonate with this? Like how can I approach the story where it feels like easy to digest, easy to read, in the way that you pick up like a nice little comfort novel and it's just like immediately right off the bat, you're like hooked. That's how I try to frame my stories. I feel like journalism is very much like to the point, straightforward, direct, like these are the facts, these are the details, and that's the story. But I want to make it more meaningful than that, because I want people to enjoy reading the story. Not just the readers, but the people that I'm also, you know, writing the stories about, I want them to know that like this is a little slice of their life, a little piece of, you know, who they are, and something that they can share with others and be really proud of. So
you want them to know that care and thought went into this, as much care and thought as they put into whatever it is that they're doing. I like that. Well, let's take a quick break. We're going to play some music. All the music today has been curated by Frankie. We are going to have that online. You can go to a website called toacertaindegree.com, and you can see all the music from today if you like anything. And also, we're on the campus of Rollins College. This is WPRK. Happy Fox Day.
Happy Fox Day.
Did you know about this before?
I didn't. Okay. No, I never heard of Fox Day, but I'm honestly pleased to be kind of witnessing a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Because this is my first time on the Rollins College campus, too. So it's kind of like a nice little synchronicity. Like the day that I happen to come here is also the day that some...
It's a very special annual holiday.
Yeah, I didn't even know this was such a big deal.
Yeah, so the tradition is that the president of the school, once every spring, rolls out a statue of a fox. And there's a story behind that. You can look it up online. I'm not going to give the whole story because it's actually a really fun story. And when that fox hits the green, it is no class, no work, nothing for everybody all day. And so a lot of the students, what they do is they kind of try to guess. They look at like when the food service like orders extra food and burgers because they do a cookout that night and try to figure out like when Fox Day is going to be. And so they will skip doing their class or doing their work, doing their homework, getting ready for tests. They're like, I don't have to do anything because it's going to be put off by a day or whatever. So very not good for students. Yeah. Students should not do that.
That's a risk that they take.
Don't do that, students. But it's hilarious. But yeah, so happy Fox Day. And we're going to play another song. This is Hers. Do you want to set this up? What once was?
What once was. Yeah, this is one of my favorite songs. So a lot of people are probably familiar with it, but I feel like this is one of those songs that I listened to a lot in like my early 20s, and it just always resonated with me. I've always had this little sense of like nostalgia that I carry with me and like everything, past versions of myself, past versions of like my life and my family. And this song kind of like embodies that that idea of like reminiscing on what once was. Yeah, I hope you guys like this.
Nice. And you'll hear that on WPRK, Winter Park, Florida. You're listening to A Certain Degree.